Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, hopefully you don't have too big of a hangover from that four-day holiday weekend that we just came off of. But it's the new weekend, the 2nd of June, and summer's in full swing, man. We've had some record heat here in West Michigan, and challenge as a grilling guy to make sure you keep your salad cold. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, that's right. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We are going to be picking our butts for an hour. What do you think of that?
I think I'm probably going to be sore by the time it's over.
It's all about butts. We cover butts a bit, but as I follow all these social threads, I keep seeing experienced grillers with questions that I think, you know, need just picking a little bit. So I want to give a little word of prayer to Tom Fongers, Brian Fongers' dad, who's in recovering from a prolonged health emergency. He's in our prayers, Mr. Fonger. So Brian's our producer. He's the wizard of the big board here for the Grilling Guys. He makes us sound better than we really are.
Well, yeah, there is some magic in what he does.
That's right.
No question.
So, Jop, I understand you want to go on a rant, so hit it.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to throw any particular people under the bus. But over the holiday weekend, we had invited some people over, four people, right? And first it was going to be two, and then 3 hours before they're going to get there, they're like, hey, we've got these two others with us. So now it has to turn to four. And I'm going to do the quintessential Memorial Day barbecue. I'm going to do porterhouse steaks. I'm going to do corn on the cob, and I've got some pasta salad going. We're going to cook some garlic bread, and we're going to, you know, I got all this stuff planned. I got it laid out. I got it portioned, and then my party just grew by 50%. Now, granted, it's only 4 to 6, but you just can't manufacture a steak, right? So it's like right in the middle of the cook.
No, you can cut them in half.
Right, yeah. So, but a couple hours before I'm ready to serve, which was enough time, I guess, is I got to go to the store and buy more of everything, right? Which is okay. I did that. But I get back, so they're supposed to be, let's say, at 5:30. They're supposed to be there. So I get ready, you know, and you're timing everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You got everything all lined up so that you can sit down and eat with people
when
they're there, but the food's still hot, mm-hmm. right? Well, at 5:30, they're supposed to be there. Quarter after 5, hey, we're still 45 minutes away, so we'll be there by 6:30. Quarter after 6, hey, we haven't left yet. We're really leaving right now. They show up at about 20 after 7. Okay.
Oh, my.
And I'm like,
so we're 2 hours late.
They're 2 hours late. And when they get there, the other two people that they brought had deadlines where they had to be someplace by 9 o'clock. So I get the food cooked. We sit down. They're there like 20 minutes, bang, out of there. And I'm like, this ain't a restaurant, man. This was supposed to be a family deal on a holiday weekend.
There's an easy solution to the next time, then.
Just don't invite them,
don't
right?
Don't invite them.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. That bounces you off the list.
Right. And, yeah. You know, it's just where I'm going is that there were some challenges there to make steaks the right temperature, to not overcook corn, to not burn garlic bread because you're ready. Ah.
Oh.
And you can't just
some
uncook
of that stuff.
Stuff
doesn't hold.
Right.
Hold that steak on the grill.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But anyway, we got it done.
You can resole your shoes.
They ate, and everybody was happy but me, I guess. But
well, I went down to Brother's Weekend with my wife's family, all of my brother-in-laws, and there was 10 guys on Lake Gaston, which is on the border of North Carolina and Virginia. I go there about every year. A couple years ago, I went to Fort Bragg, delivered a smoker for GI Barbecue.
Right.
And I'm going to follow up with that in segment 5. We're going to talk about the last delivery. But 10 guys, you know, and when the girls come back from Girls Weekend, I hear all the stories. Guys Weekend, we just get along. We have a great time. We've got wave runners, pontoon boat, big dock with a cover on it, and lots of beer and lots of food. one of my challenges was my brother-in-law who owns the place always loves to buy cheap steak. And we got 10 guys. Oh, not only that, he got a new grill. He got the smallest Weber he could get. Yeah. Now, this guy, I'm going to say, gets a new Range Rover, Mercedes, or Cadillac every 3 months.
He's a man of means.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So I've got this little Weber spirit, and my brother-in-law always does the grilling there, the baby of the family. And he's going, hey, Bobby, you going to help me do the steaks? And I'm like, oh, man, I already saw him. I don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
But I had to. And they're all talking about how great these steaks are. And I can't even chew mine. It's so tough. It's like a select cut strip.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I don't want my name on that thing. So that's the nightmare. On the way back, we had a storm. Of course, that thing coming in, I had to fly to Atlanta.
Right.
In the meantime, I go to TGI Fridays because I got a layover in Atlanta. Because as soon as I got to Atlanta, they go, oh, your flight's canceled.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm spending the night in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But I ran into this cool couple. We had a fantastic conversation about grilling at TGI Fridays.
Right.
And the reason the lady was so kind and gave me a seat, and then she saw I was wearing my Team Trump shirt.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. You're not talking to him. I'm thinking I got a diehard, you know,
right.
lib on the left. She goes, my husband loves Trump. You are not talking to him. I'll never get to him. She sat between us. We talked all food, no politics.
Yep.
And I just wear the Trump shirt because it's got red, white, and blue sleeves.
Sure.
And it's nice and patriotic. And
right.
I know I'm going to catch some flack. I didn't catch any flack.
Right.
I actually got lots of compliments. But So we ended up talking for 2 hours, Long Island iced teas.
Right.
And this guy.
That does lube the conversation.
They live in Memphis. His name's John. He was supposed to be on the show, but he got the email last night.
Right.
He's got to go to Arizona. He wants to be on in a week or two. Diehard griller, duck hunter, deer hunter.
Our kind of guy.
We had the most fantastic conversation, and his wife had to sit between us while we shared pictures of food.
Yeah.
And a wonderful, wonderful couple. But I want to give a quick shout out to some boys who are helping me on a project. I'm building that island top right now.
Okay.
And I cut up all my boards last night.
Okay.
But I've got all hickory and oak and a little sassafras. So I wanted some cherry. So
Are you doing like a butcher block?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm making it myself for the island.
Right.
Jop hooked me up with a beautiful 8-9 foot island, something
right.
like that. And so I'm going to make the top for it because the rest of the kitchen isn't going to be ready for like a year.
Right. Yep.
So I don't want to wait for the quartz. I'm going to build a butcher block because your designer said it was okay.
Right.
She talked my wife into it. So I thought, man, I need to get some cherry in there. So I went to a place in Grand Rapids, Michigan called Ton Tin. Dude, I've been going here since I bought my first house here in 84.
Right.
And it's like down on Godfrey. It's this little hardwood place. It's not little at all. You can drive by it in a heartbeat, but these guys are so cool. He just he hooked me up with some beautiful cherry, and it's if you're struggling with a wood home fix it project, don't go to the big box store. Go down to Ton Tin because Daryl, he's the man.
Well, and you go to a specialty place like that, you're going to get exactly what you're looking for.
Anything.
It's not picked over either.
Anything,
right?
And if you go in the backyard, you'll see a bunch of giant logs like I take off my property. He actually mills them there. Does all that stuff,
yep.
Even if you want to do that. But fun place if you like home fix-it projects, if you're like into woodworking like me. So I'm going to have a butcher block top, and they're going to actually
I'm going to do
a couple 20-inch sections, 9 foot long. He's going to run them through his big planer.
That's what I was
going to
ask.
And then he's going to marry the two for me.
Right, yep. They'll probably, yeah, if his planer's big enough, he might marry him first and then run it through all at once.
Yeah, but, he can only do like 30 inches.
I see.
I'm
going to
do
yep.
a couple 22s.
Yeah. Yep, that'll be cool. You'll like that, and you just gotta treat that right and seal it every once in a while, and that wood will be a beautiful top, and it'll be durable and hang with you. But coming up next, we're gonna dive into a little butt picking. Stick with us; we'll be back.